listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. Victorian authorities are dealing with the state's second magic mushroom-related death in less than 10 months now after a 53-year-old woman lost her life at the weekend. The mother's believed to have consumed mushrooms which were crushed up into a drink before going into cardiac arrest. Two other guests at a health retreat where the drink was served were taken to hospital but have since recovered. The New South Wales Premier has justified the swift decision to class Monday's church stabbing as a terror incident. Some community leaders have questioned why it was decided upon so quickly, but Chris Minns assures it's for investigative purposes.
But what I would say is the vast, vast majority of people of faith in New South Wales not only would find that kind of violence deplorable, but would never, ever participate in it.
Talking on the ABC, new studies found pets are preventing or delaying victims of family violence from leaving dangerous situations. The Australian Institute of Family Studies' Kylie Butler says many victims don't want to leave their pets with the perpetrator, but there are challenges with taking them.
One of the biggest challenges with this is finding suitable accommodation where people and pets can stay together. So a lot of crisis accommodation and women's shelters are not able to house animals.
The Institute says access to pet-friendly crisis accommodation needs to improve to ensure victim safety. And NASA's confirmed a chunk of metal from the International Space Station crashed through the roof of a home in Florida last month. The homeowner luckily wasn't injured, but the property sustained significant damage from the impact.